presentation for Louann, L-O-U-A-N-N, Rolston, R-O-L-S-T-O-N, April 11, 65, address as a letter, Dr. Vashista, 810-275-0307. Dear Dr. Vashista, follow-up for Mrs. Rolston, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, and hypertension. I haven't seen her since March. As you are very aware, you admitted her to the hospital late July, early August. Right foot osteomyelitis, gas gangrene, eventually right below the knee amputation. Blood pressure in the low side, responding to fluids, no acute vascular events, normal echocardiogram, exposed to antibiotics, including vancomycin, developed renal failure, did not require dialysis, metformin was discontinued. There is a wound that is healing. She's following through orthopedics. Presently, antibiotics were completed, no anti-inflammatory agents. Diabetes fluctuates in the hundreds to mid-hundreds. Does not have blood pressure at home, but visiting nurse is apparently well controlled. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies decrease in urination, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Medication list review of the metformin. Right now takes no blood pressure medicines, no anti-inflammatory agents. Among diabetes treatment remains Farxiga. Actos was added on top of the long-acting insulin. Cholesterol management. Next paragraph. Chemistries. Baseline creatinine is around 1.2 to 1.3. In the hospital, developed renal failure, but I do not know results. We will call hospital for labs. At the time of discharge, August 6th, creatinine was 1.8, which again is above baseline. At that course was in the 300s with a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal calcium, albumin phosphorus not available. If this will be a steady state, GFR will be 32/3b. At that time there was anemia 8.9, high white blood cell platelets, but that goes with the gas gangrene, sepsis, and surgery. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute and chronic renal at the time of gas gangrene, right foot osteomyelitis, sepsis, below the knee amputation. Update chemistries to see if she has returned to baseline. No symptoms of urethralopathy, pericarditis. Next, anemia multifactorial. Update iron studies, reticulocyte count. Next number, prior problems of high potassium, reason for what we have not been able to use ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Next number, coronary artery disease, your bypass surgery. Next number, hypertension at home, apparently well controlled. She did not come in person. We did telemedicine. No respiratory distress, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no evidence of aphasia dysarthria. Next paragraph, question renal artery stenosis based on a peak systolic velocity. On the left side, more than 200. However, blood pressure at home by visiting nurses apparently is well controlled. and again, she's on no blood pressure medications at this point in time. Share their advice with new results, enter dictation,